70. The Captain's Speech. "We must honor the dead," said the commander, with a look of disapprobation. "It was a disastrous battle. The entire town was destroyed. There was smoke everywhere. Hundreds of deceased soldiers lay in a state of disarray." "Captain, make sure that the band plays a good dirge." The captain motioned the three-man band to start playing. As the music began to play, the captain turned and faced his men. The captain was a very bright and discerning man. He immediately discerned the disadvantage that the situation could create. This battle had caused a discernible difference in the morale of the men. Most of his men were still teenagers. None of them had ever experienced the horror of battle. The captain began to speak. "Men, we cannot disavow what happened today. We had no choice in the matter. Do not think that I can't see the look of disapproval on some of your faces. I know that a scene like this can easily disarrange your thoughts, no matter how brave you are. However, you must not let this disaster disaffect you. You have to discard any thoughts of disbanding. Instead, let this horrible event have the opposite effect. Let us disabuse ourselves of the idea that we are invincible. Let it persuade us to complete our mission to disarm the rebels and to bring peace and stability to this region. As soon as we succeed in ending this dreadful war, the government will disperse funds to help rebuild this country. It will allow the people to return to a normal life. The children will return to school. Life will go on, and you'll be discharged to go home to your families." "What a disarming speech," the men murmured.